Hey, fight fans. Welcome to Caveman's Corner. Broadcasting live from the Fan Doozy Studios in balmy Buffalo, New York, with your host, Jeff.
Captain Caveman!
Dan. How y'all doing, guys? I got a special podcast today. I brought in my kids. I got Destiny Dems.
Hey, guys.
And Forrest Dems.
Returning for the third time.
Yes, you may be the most popular podcast returning guest, I think. Maybe
except
Herbert.
Except for co-host.
Well, co-host don't count. He's part of the show. Ray's here, too, but we just don't have him on mic today. He's a little busy looking at his phone. Yeah, on Facebook. He's probably watching bad things. Watching lady fighters rip each other's tops off, something like that.
Dad.
Oh, yeah, there are kids here. I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah. Get out of control sometimes on these podcasts. Yeah. All right, back to the family shows. Ray's busy watching his fights. What he really does is he always watches himself fight on the computer over and over again. So I brought in my kids today. Destiny has been wanting to do a podcast for a while. Forrest is always up for doing podcasts. He likes to talk a lot. How you doing, Dust?
All right. Actually, I was just wanting to see you guys. I've been watching the podcasts every now and then when I have the time, so I figured I'd want to join you guys.
How you doing, Forrest?
Good as always.
Good. What did we do today so far?
We went to the comic book store, and then we went to Wegmans and got some pizza, and then we came here.
We spent a lot of time at the comic store. Like, too much.
Yeah, like an hour.
I did not think we spent an hour in there.
Yeah, we were supposed to be there 30 minutes, so we had time to do this podcast before Ray got here, but we're going to do it anyways. Ray's just going to have to wait for us. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
The life of a co-host.
50 Cent co-host.
Yeah, the 50 Cent co-host is in the corner. $100,000 studio. What are you going to say, Forrest? Forrest is approaching the mic.
Just getting ready to talk for later.
So, how has fighting affected you guys' lives? Why don't we get into some of the stories of what you guys have gone through in the fight life?
I mean, my biggest memory of the fighting and how it's affected my life when I've been over at your house is being at the gym every Saturday morning. And one of the biggest memories that I have of fighting in general and being at the gym was when we were at the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu place, and it was when Forrest was littler, and he was running around, we were both running around, and he hit his head, and he was bleeding everywhere, and he was crying about the blood on his hands, and not the fact that he had a giant gash on his head, and I had to go and call Dad off the med, and he really couldn't see too good because it was after his eye surgery.
It was before my eye surgery.
Oh, before.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't see so good. But if I had it, I would have known how bad it was. But I couldn't see any of the blood, so I was just like, oh, he's fine. He just hit his head. He's okay.
And I'm like, Dad, he is not fine.
You know, I'm like, he's fine. He's tough.
No, he's not.
And then I was grappling with Joe Indicato, who's a black belt now. And he's like, dude, he's not okay. You need to take a look. So then I took a look. Do you remember that at all, Forrest?
No.
No.
I remember after at the hospital, I got a popsicle.
I hear a lot of times that I cry about the blood more than I do about the big gash on my head that probably hurt, but I didn't really care. I cared more about the blood because I was freaked out by blood when I was that little.
You were like, it's on my hands. I can't get clean. It's so funny, man.
That was like his germaphobe stage of his life.
Yeah, the worst part is when we went to the hospital and you were telling him that we were working on motorcycles, and you got stabbed in the head with a screwdriver.
Because we weren't working on motorcycles.
I don't remember that either.
Do you know what CPS is, Forrest?
Something, something, something to save children. Children Protection Service, maybe?
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
What do you know CPS, Destiny?
CPS is where if the parent is like wronging the child in some way, they'll come and take him.
Yeah, so Child Protective Services. So if you do something messed up to your kids, they come and take you away. So if they listen to this podcast, I'm in a lot of trouble. Good thing you don't live with me. They can only take one kid away from me for now, for this.
Hey, but I have parents to fix up the story, so.
Yeah, but they don't want the parents to figure out the story. They want to hear what's going on. And then every time you told it, it got more and more elaborate, how you got stabbed with a screwdriver. First you fell down and it hit you, and then I got you when I was working on the motorcycle. It was
there nuts. Was no motorcycle to begin with. It was just as, like, wasn't it like a toy?
It's a thing that you roll your, like, you roll out on or you do push-ups on.
So it was an ab roller. It was a, yeah. It's got two handles on a wheel, and you use it to go up and down with your body as you're doing an abdominal exercise. You use your abs to use this device. And Forrest was pretending it was a motorcycle, but his imagination got the better of him. And that's how that story came about.
Oh, jeez.
Do you guys remember Victory at all? Training at Victory?
I remember training at Victory only a little bit because I didn't hang out with you guys much after the Victory came about. But I do remember Saturday mornings there a little bit after we stopped going to the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu place. But mainly the cementing of the training days is in the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu place. And I also remember going to the few of the fight nights when I was at, like, the roller rink. When I would sit on the, when I sat on part of the roller rink to see you cornering the guy. That was fun.
Yeah, you used to sneak you back there all the time. You never had to pay for a ticket. Do you remember the fights at all for us?
I don't remember the fights, but I remember going to Victory a lot, and I remember hiding, like, under a table to get in a fight. But I remember loving Saturday mornings because we would always go into Victory, and me and Destiny would hide in the back and hang out together.
Yeah, I remember always bringing my little pink backpack until it broke, and then I cried that day because it broke.
Do you remember?
We were at Victory that day when my pink backpack broke, and I was running around, and one of the straps on my backpack broke because it, like, ran into, like, a chair or something.
Something
happened at Victory where my backpack broke.
Do you remember that little secret back room upstairs, and then you guys would go through that door, and you'd be hiding out in the back?
There was, like, a little yoga ball back there that we used to play on, and we used to hide back there so we didn't bother anybody.
Go ahead first.
The way you described it, I'm surprised I didn't hurt myself again there at Victory.
Oh yeah, I am. I am as well. I'm surprised you only hurt yourself at, like, the jiu-jitsu place and not anywhere else.
That's all right. Them guys were hurting me in the cage, man. That Victory was a rough place to train at. It was awesome.
Definitely.
Ray should have trained there. He'd been a killer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, then Victory and actually, what happened is Buffalo Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and Victory merged, and that's how I started training over at Victory. And then Victory and Buffalo BJJ had a falling out. So Chuck Anzalone, the owner of Buffalo BJJ, was always really good to me, but Eric Herbert went above and beyond. So my loyalty was torn a little bit, but I ended up having to follow Eric. I mean, Eric was like an angel on my shoulder, so I had to. I had to go on and follow with him because I'm amazed my true passion, not Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Right. That had to have been hard for you, Pete.
It was one of the toughest things I've ever had to do in fighting, but I ended up staying with Eric and going to Western New York MMA, which you haven't seen yet, Destiny, but you should come check it out.
No, I haven't been able to go with you to that place yet because I haven't really even seen that much of Victory because of how I really haven't seen you much.
Right. Victory and Western New York MMA merged, so it's all in one spot now. So we're over at the facility on Great Arrow. Victory's no more. It's just a soccer place now. What does it look like up there, upstairs now there, Forrest? You've been up there.
Yeah, I've been up there for a bunch of soccer games I had at Sportsplex. The guy at the front desk lets us go upstairs and warm up there. It's basically like a little workout room with a bunch of weights and weight machines or weight contraptions on one side. There's a little room, and there's the office room that you used to have in Victory there still, and then there's turf on the other half of the side. On the other half.
Where the cage was, there's turf now?
No, it's not on the side of the cage. It's on the opposite side.
Oh, where the boxing rings were?
Yeah, where the mats were.
What's where the cage is?
Like a bunch of workout stuff. Workout.
Is there a cage in there still?
No.
Psh, what a waste of a space.
Back to Destiny visiting gyms. Destiny was at WNY once, but it was at the old place before we moved to downstairs. Back downstairs.
The upstairs place?
Yeah.
Do you remember that, Dee?
WNY. I don't I think I might have been there once, but I do remember you always going to the gym with Miss Karis in when we were younger, and we used to hang out at that daycare place, and I used to color. There used to be always little kids getting into fights and stuff in the daycare. That daycare place was crazy. Do you remember that daycare, Forrest?
Gold's Gym Daycare?
There's Gold's Gym, and I believe she's talking about Bally's Fitness, the one over by here, actually.
Yeah, it was right over down the road from here. It was here. It was like near here, but mm-hmm. It's not there anymore.
I remember Gold's Gym because I spent a lot of time in the Gold's Gym Daycare. It was actually pretty nice. So I was doubting you were talking about the Gold's Gym.
Yeah. No, it was the other gym daycare.
That yep. I remember that. I think I remember. I vaguely remember that place not being the best daycare.
You used to cry every time I took you there. The lady was super nice to you, Forrest, because she used to have to hold you because you'd cry.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Some things never change.
No.
Forrest just competed in a tournament the other day. You hurt his shoulder. How's your shoulder feeling, bud?
Much better. Before we get off this topic, I'd love to thank everybody who supported me during that period of time. Especially the Coach Dubs' significant other, who is a nurse and helped the paramedic.
Miss Jessica?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure where you're going with that. I thought you were talking about the gym still. I was like, you knew Miss Jessica back then? Like, I was confused. I was thinking Gold Gym, not the tournament.
No. But at the tournament, she did help me with the paramedic as well, get me into the car. And she helped me calm me down. And to my team and some of the students' parents who were there when I was hurt.
Do you think it was BS you got bronze instead of silver?
A little bit.
Do you know what BS means?
It can mean many things. Certain companies turn it into kid-friendly things, like Dickies on the cup. It says bad stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Do you think it was bad stuff? Do you think you should have got a second?
I just didn't like it because I really wanted to go for silver, especially since I didn't do very well in Gi at all. Very well in Gi. I came in like fourth place, I think. But I understand why I got silver, and I understand why I had to...
You got bronze. You didn't get silver.
I mean, I understand why I got bronze and had to forfeit that match.
I was stupid because someone you beat got silver.
Oh, yeah, that don't make no sense.
No, stupid.
We gotta talk to
that guy. Norman Yonkers runs that place. We gotta talk to Norman Yonkers. We want a silver medal. We're coming for it next time. We're gonna break every kid. All right.
Break some arms.
Yeah, that's what happened to Forrest. He got
Americana.
It was Americana or Kimura?
I don't remember. I just remember it was one of those, and it hurt a whole bunch.
I thought he sat up and he got Kimura on you because you were in his guard, right?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure I remember my arm going like this and not like this.
Yeah.
Or maybe he started with Americana and went to Kimura.
I'm pretty sure it was Kimura. I thought he Kimura'd you, but I could be
maybe
wrong. I was yelling tap because I could see it was going to just pop out. It was not good.
I know. I was trying to tap, but it's really weird because
sometimes
when you're...
It's hard to tap.
Yeah. You just yell tap when you're in trouble.
I was about to say, if you cannot actually legitimately tap, why don't you just yell tap? I quit.
I could, but I was just in so much shock. Like, my
you just
arm
couldn't
felt so much shock.
Yell.
I for a second, I couldn't even just, like, move my arm. I felt paralyzed for a second.
Yeah, it's probably just the sheer shock of the event that just got you.
Yeah.
I hate when that happens. Then you gotta pop your shoulder back in and choke the guy out.
Yeah, that maybe. Actually happens with my hips. My hips will pop out of place, but not because of any fighting problems.
You sound like old lady.
I am an old lady. My knees have arthritis in them and just awful stuff.
I'm falling apart.
Why
do you like karate better than MMA?
I like karate better than MMA. I don't know. I think it's because I just like karate first. I've been surrounded by like MMA like my whole life, and I want to do something different.
Do you think your dad has maybe changed the course of your self-defense selection?
I don't know, maybe a little bit, but I think I just wanted to try something different, being surrounded by MMA all the time, like, only ever seeing, like, MMA or jiu-jitsu, and that, and kind of being, like, more, like, germophobic. I don't want to roll around with people on a mat.
You make it sound like it's a bad thing.
I don't like
mat. It's kind of gross.
Yeah, it's people sweating.
People all sweating and nasty and bleeding all over you. You could get, like, a disease. It's gross.
People actually talk about
it. Remember you got ringworm?
Yeah, I did get ringworm.
That's disgusting.
It's not a real worm.
Yeah, but that's why I don't want to do MMA.
That's a fun
thing. I have never gotten ringworm doing karate, Dad.
Well, maybe you haven't done it long enough.
I'm a blue belt with 3 stripes. I'm pretty sure I've done it for a long time.
You can get ringworm from the any place, really.
Well, yeah, but
you can get ringworm from your dog.
Yeah, dogs, but you're more likely to get it from rolling around with sweaty people
that don't clean. Where we train now, they always clean the mat, so it's a lot better.
It's much better.
Much better than where you got your ringworm?
Yeah, actually, I got my ringworm from a place that actually cleaned the mats, too, but
you clean the mats there.
Hey, man, was slacking on the job.
You were slacking, man.
You missed a spot.
I didn't miss a spot.
You missed the spot, and it got you ringworm. Learned your lesson. Clean better next time.
Ringworm's stupid.
If
you don't have ringworm, you're not training hard enough.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
It's disgusting. It just means you clean yourself.
Do you think you like karate? Because is a karate instructor better looking?
No, he's an old guy.
Yeah.
And karate's like, it's like a, it's not really like an attack people thing. It's like a, it's more of just self-defense. It's a discipline, and it's just self-defense and discipline. It's not, I'm gonna go crazy and punch this guy.
But jiu-jitsu.
And break my nose.
But jiu-jitsu is aggressive cuddling. What can be
aggressive cuddling? What if you don't know the person?
Cuddling? Yeah, what could be better than aggressive cuddling? Very good for us. Actually, I told you that one time in front of Corey Chapman, and it's become sort of an urban legend. A lot of people say that now. Miss Val Aspaz also uses that one. We were sitting around, and I was explaining jiu-jitsu to you, and I was like, it's just aggressive cuddling. You just hug the guy until he falls asleep.
Oh, my God.
And you loved it. And then you were like, I'm going to do jiu-jitsu. I had you convinced when you were a kid.
Yeah, and now I
should stay the course.
And now I'm an adult, and I am smarter.
You could be a green belt by now.
Could have been a UFC ladies champion.
Yeah, you could be the next UFC ladies champion.
I'm way too fragile.
You could be a barrier breaker. You could be like somebody who like being torn apart by
the MMA guys out there.
The thing is that I'm way too fragile. I literally got hit with a dodgeball, and now I have arthritis in my knees. I cannot do MMA or any of that where people could choke me to death.
Interesting.
That and I have asthma and stuff, but I'm good. I do not need to be rolling around with you sweaty people. I'm good.
I don't sweat that much.
Yeah, but most people do, Dad.
Yeah, that's true.
The thing is, you end up with more sweat on you that's not your sweat than is your sweat.
Than your own sweat, yeah.
Actually, that's the worst part about grappling, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, you end up with more sweat than is other people's than your own.
At the tournament, Ray keeps talking, if you guys can't hear him, but that's why we keep laughing. At Forrest's, the tournament Forrest got hurt at, I had to grapple this guy, and we went and we did no-gi. And he took his shirt off, and he was one hairy, sweaty beast, dude. It was so gross. Ugh. I asked if they could make him put his shirt on, and they wouldn't.
Ew. That's so disgusting.
Yeah, and then when he took the picture, he looked angry.
Really?
I think he was mad I asked that they made him put his shirt on.
I think that's the guy. I seen the picture.
Yeah, that's the guy. That's the guy you saw a picture of.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's how it goes.
Ew.
Yep. Pretty gross.
No wonder.
Yeah.
Somebody took their shirt off in a kid's no-gi division, too.
Yeah, that kid didn't even have any muscles. That was funny looking.
Yeah, he was, like, skinny.
Mm-hmm. Did he win?
Maybe.
I saw him lose one match. I don't know if he won a tournament or not.
Probably not, because if you're going against Dylan Ferrant and you're the same size as him, he's pretty good and tough.
So. Oh, yeah, the Ferrants.
Yeah, you know them?
Yeah. Remember when
still like Dominic?
No.
Oh, you're not crushing on him?
I never did.
Oh, okay.
He crushed on me hard, though.
Maybe.
I know he did.
Maybe he'll listen to this and he can come up with the final answer.
Dominic so crushed on me hard. I was friends with Diamond, though.
Yeah.
Dylan was crazy.
They're 18 now. They're old. They're 18.
Dylan was crazy.
Yeah.
The little puffball. He's so cute.
I remember, like...
I remember going over to their house. Remember when Dad went to that fight?
Yeah.
And we stayed over?
Yeah. I do that a lot now. Sometimes it's not even because they're fighting. It's just for the pure joy of it.
Oh, you go over to the France?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
France or
you see
friend.
Miss Peaches?
Yeah, she's doing good.
Oh, cool.
Going to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Don't forget about copyright.
Yeah, I can only sing it for a couple of seconds. Otherwise, they're going to shut us down.
Freaking YouTube.
Stupid YouTube.
Maybe it's run by the government.
Copyright.
Dustin, you have a YouTube page. Can you tell us a little bit about it? Give it a big plug.
Oh, yeah. Big plug to my YouTube page. It's just under my name, Destiny Dens. I do a lot of Let's Plays on there. I have a Minecraft Let's Play. I have a lot of pictures and videos of cute animals on there. I have some videos with my family, and...
I'm in one of those videos. Check it out, Caveman's Corner fans.
Yeah, and it was, I think it's called The Other Side of My Family, or it's, like, called My Crazy Family. It's something like that.
Yeah, when I was going crazy.
The most returning guest was in there, too.
You were in there too.
Far? Yeah, he was in there.
Oh, yeah.
It was at Grandma Mary's house.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the Christmas video. And I normally do something either daily or weekly, but recently I haven't been able to because I've been sick with sinus infections and all the lovely allergies of the season, which I'm sure a lot of you have been. So
allergies are stupid.
Yeah, they are. But I'm eventually going to be posting something up there soon once I get over the rest of this sinus infection and finish off my medicine for it, which will be in the next few days. So hopefully I'll have another video up next week.
Allergies are more stupid than broken fingers.
Yeah, because broken fingers you could tape.
Yeah, tape fixes everything, even allergies.
Tape fixes everything. No, not allergies.
If your allergies are too much, you just take a piece of tape and close off your nose like this. And then it won't drip anymore, and you're fine. No problem.
Jeez.
So we got a hard stop coming up. We took too long in the bookstore, so this is going to be less than a half an hour. But sorry, guys.
Alrighty.
You spent all my money in the bookstore.
Wait,
in Wegmans.
We got an important story about car drama.
Oh, you guys are going to throw me under the bus?
No.
All right, do the bank story. Go ahead.
Okay. We were in
CPS,
the...
CPS, turn your mics off. Don't listen to this part, CPS.
Don't listen, government. Put on your tinfoil hats, people. Like my dad did last time on the conspiracy podcast.
Yeah, don't miss that Caveman's Conspiracies.
Yeah, that was great. That was actually, I listened to that. I commented on that and everything. But we went to the bank this one time, and Dad left us in the car. Which is all fine and dandy. Me and Forrest are big enough. But the problem is, he left the car in neutral. So the car started rolling backwards, and by the time Dad came out, we were almost in the road.
Well, here's his heroics, though. He saved us right before we would have gotten destroyed.
Yep. Heroic caveman.
I didn't even make it in the bank. I ran right out and I jumped in the car and stopped it.
See, now CPS can't steal us because he's heroic and he's a hero.
Oh, they still can't. What about the time you fell in the pool and I saved your life?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I went into the pool and I couldn't swim and it was too deep and I went, bleh. My survival instinct sort of like made me swim, but I was swimming in the same place because I swam up and then I swam down. Thank God my father saved me before I drowned.
I had to jump in that pool with all my clothes on, my wallet, my phone in my pocket to pull you out.
And it was like cold water.
Didn't something happen to your phone?
It was freezing. I'd probably wreck my phone. I'd wreck a lot of phones.
I think you wrecked your phone because I remember you wrecking that phone. I'm pretty sure I remember you wrecking that phone, actually.
And I kept telling Forrest, don't go by the pool. Don't go by the pool. Don't go by the pool. Splash.
Splash.
Right in the pool.
I remember that. I remember you keep telling him that day, don't go by the pool. Don't go by the pool. Don't go by the pool.
Do you remember where that was, Forrest?
Uncle Dan's, right?
Yeah, it was over at Uncle Dan's.
Oh, it was, yeah, we were at Uncle Dan's that day.
It was either Uncle Dan's or neighbor Miss Michelle's.
No, it was Uncle Dan's.
That was Uncle Dan's.
Because it was off that wooden deck, remember?
That was off the deck, yeah.
That water was cold.
Well, wasn't I standing or something?
Uncle Dan's had some cold water.
I don't know what you're doing. You just fell in. I saw you fall in. I had to run up and jump in.
Because nobody pushed me. I fell
in. No, nobody pushed me. You fell in.
I, like, slipped or something. I was, like, going to sit down or something, on like, right near the pool to put my feet in the water and get out.
All right, let's change the topic before CBS listens in. What about all the great things I've done for you guys? Like,
I buy us 32 comics.
Yeah, I did buy a lot of comics today. And
we bought a lot of comics today. New reading material. Hooray. Man, the greatest
day ever. I never burned down the house that we were in.
We always
stopped at 7-Eleven on the way home from Victory. Remember that? Every time. That was getting expensive too.
And then the one time the zombie quoted zombie, air quotes zombie, got unfrozen
dead. In our basement and was hitting a bat against our wall, Dad.
That was supposed to be a zombie. But then it was like 9 and I was just like, no.
For a long time, I had the kids believing that we had a zombie
in our frozen
basement.
Zombie in the basement. And then the one day, the zombie unfroze. And then one day, the zombie unfroze. Dad, I think you scarred me because I actually had a dream where there were zombies that flooded our house.
Zombies are cool. You guys like zombies.
I do.
Who are you kidding?
The Walking Dead is not kidding.
I still don't like zombies that aren't very well animated, but I'm not.
But that's the fear of the horrible animation.
I guess.
That's not the fear of the zombies. That's the fear of horrible animation.
I guess you have a point there.
All right. So has fighting and gym life affected you adversely, or has it been like a positive influence in your life?
I would say a mixture of both. I would say adversely because it took away from time that I could spend with you, like, just personally, and just, like, the time that you could have been spending with us. And I would say positively because it made you happy, and knowing that you were happy would make me happy.
It never inspired you that maybe you could do anything you want to do or anything like that, or... If you put your mind to a goal, you can accomplish it or anything like that. Show you what hard work is.
Well, I mean, I never thought of the gym as, like, necessarily, like, a goal place because I thought of you as you already, like, achieved everything because you were, like, super dad.
I remember a picture that she drew. Because she couldn't cheer for him in the gym because that'd just be wrong. So she drew this picture that showed her cheering for you in the ring.
Yeah,
the cage.
You can't cheer in practice. It's a little rough. I always tell the kids not to cheer in practice because, you know, you don't want to have a cheering team. Then you got to beat up the other guy.
Yeah, because then if you don't win, it looks weird.
It's just a training. You're supposed to be willing to lose in the training facility.
I knew, but... Because I was around it a little bit longer, because Destiny isn't always with us, so.
What do you think? Has the gym life positively or adversely affected you?
We've definitely been over this before, but if I say it again.
That's what happens when you return a guest. You gotta say the same crap over and over again.
Fine.
Yeah. Just in case someone
you repeat a lot of things in YouTube videos, you'll learn that if you have your own channel.
Joe Rogan's got gazillions of dollars, and he says the same crap over and over again like 10 times. That's, he's got like 10 lines.
So,
that's not one of his lines, though. So, definitely doesn't make it.
So, it affects it affect me positively in a way. I was more used to being around a gym, and I was more used to the gym life. I was definitely more used to training in a gym, and it definitely set me up to be... who I am today, skills-wise in martial arts. Negatively, it scared me, but I don't think it took away from family time because I sort of grew into MMA, and I liked it. Like, I wanted to know how you did when you fought. So I don't think it really took apart from our relationship, but it definitely did scare me, and it made me nervous, and I think it sort of changed the way I looked at fighting a little bit. Well, if you're fighting, I still don't really. I get nervous for people who I like really care about, but
like Mickey Gaskins, he's fighting this weekend coming up.
Sometimes.
What if he poops himself again?
Well, then maybe he'll finally get to Boss Rutan this time.
Boss Rutan retweeted the last one.
Yeah. That's so good. So maybe he'll actually mention it on something.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But it really hasn't changed me too much now that I'm who I am. But maybe when I was younger, and there's stuff I don't remember. I don't remember a lot of stuff from when I was young. I hope that gash didn't affect my memory from that. But
I think you hitting your head at BJJ affected your memory.
But
because you don't seem to remember much before that.
I don't think I don't really remember not liking fighting. I always knew what it was, sort of. So.
Awesome. All right, I got one last question. We gotta get out of here way over. Do you tell your friends or schoolmates or teachers that your dad's a fighter? Hang on, let Forrest answer first, then you're gonna answer. We'll close out with you, Dustin.
Certain times. I told my teacher the other day because she was interested in who's home because I was a walker, and my mom always comes a few minutes late, so she was just checking on me, and I ended up telling her a little bit about your career. And I've told maybe a few of my classmates, and it was on my 10 Things You Need to Know About Me project that I did. But nobody really seems to take notice of that anymore.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I
you
guess...
You had me in for show and tell. I could show all my fingers.
So I guess I tell some of my friends and my teachers.
Awesome. Yeah. Same question you, Destiny.
At Grand Island, I'd have to say a few more people actually did know because because of all the bullies I used to have, I went up to one of them and I'm like, I'm not sure you want to pick on me. And they're like, why is that? And I'm like, because my dad's a famous MMA fighter, huh? Sure you want to pick on me now? And they're like, I doubt that. And I showed them a picture of you on Google because you could Google yourself. And they're like, oh, he is? And I'm like, yeah, that's my dad.
Yeah, send them the picture, show them the picture.
And then they're like, oh. And yeah, and they didn't bother me for the rest of the week.
That's good.
Yeah, and then
tell them I'll beat their dads up.
And then when it came to the new school that I'm at, only Tessa knows who is my lab partner. I showed her a picture of you. I'm like, hey, Tessa, this is my dad. And then she's like, that's your dad? And I'm like, yeah.
You should show her the picture where I choked out David Whitman. All right, we got all of our name drops in here in this podcast. We got to go. Ray's patiently waiting for us to close it down so we can do a real show. But I really appreciate both of you guys coming on. I love that you finally came to the studio, Destiny. This is Fan Doozy Studios and all its splendor. And I appreciate both of you guys coming on.
All right. Bye.
I always throw Ray under the bus. That's his job. All right, we'll go out with some Bad Luck Blues in honor of Destiny.
All right.
From the Fan Doozy Studio, it's balmy, Buffalo. We're out of here. Good job, guys.
Are you still recording? I was gonna say, as the Easter egg, that music was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Nice
music. All right. I am still recording, and that is now the Easter egg. Good job, guys.
I know your tricks.